Welcome, welcome to your Yoga Nidra practice. This is, we've done something a little similar to this before. It is a practice inspired by Dr. Jean Nathan. And it's a practice all about the return to integrity. So first and foremost, before I waffle on here, as you all know I can do, let's take some time to prepare the body for our practice today. So maybe you're seated. If so, make sure that you have support under your feet, maybe some blocks or stacked books or a bolster. The spine is nice and long. Otherwise, find the perfect place to lie down on your back using any props or blankets or stacked folded towels, eye coverings to ensure impeccable comfort. Remembering that your body temperature will likely drop a little bit, so make sure you are warm enough, supported enough. And maybe you have some props off to the side. It's better to have it and not need it than need it and not have it, right? So lay down. Make sure your neck feels comfortable and long, your knees supported, your low back connected to the ground below you. Even check in with the comfort of your hands, your toes, your lips, your face, everything. Tune in, check in, listen to what your body is asking for, and respond accordingly, slowly and mindfully, making adjustments and wiggles and squiggles and fidgets until you feel completely supported, until you feel like you can remain in stillness for the duration of this practice. Take a long, slow, smooth, deep belly breath in. Hold at the top. Maybe you're still fidgeting and adjusting. That's okay. Keep holding. Through the mouth, a big roar, an audible sigh, a letting go. Again, in through the nose. Hold when you get to your top. Through the mouth, a huge sigh. Make some noise as you empty out. One more, in through nose, fill low belly, mid belly, upper belly, ribs, chest, throat, face, top of head, and hold when you get to your top. Longest, but last hold here for 5, 4, get ready to make some noise. 3, 2, open your mouth and let it all go. Close your eyes if you haven't already. Maybe close your mouth softly, or maybe when you unhinge your jaw, there's a little soft space between the lips. Let the tongue fall comfortably inside of your spacious mouth. The eyes fall heavy in their spacious sockets. Even the brain finding rest in your spacious skull. Feel a real dropping down, but in equal measure, an opening up. Feel heavy and spacious. Now, as the body breathes, could you feel the rise and the fall of the belly? And with every exhale, feel as the belly drops towards the floor or the bed, releasing any held tension, stress, worry, or grip, not just in belly, but in body and mind. So watching the rise and the fall and paying particular attention to the fall, to the drop, not just of belly, but of stress, worry, grip, or strain. Body being breathed, body and mind fully releasing now. In our Yoga Nidra practice today, we are returning to, here's that word again, integrity. And in other words, we will bring our body, our emotions, our thoughts back into alignment with our highest selves, with our true spiritual nature. So the return to integrity today is a return to alignment, bringing all parts of ourselves back in a balanced, restored, healed kind of way. Today, we unlock the innate power within all of us to comfort, heal, nourish, and empower ourselves. So remember, you don't need to do anything but be, but let go and listen to the guiding sound of my voice, my vibe, right? Which may weave in and out of your awareness, and that's okay. Remember, if you fall asleep, that is okay. Just doing your best to remain conscious but trusting in those natural flows and rhythms of your body and mind. Take one more huge, deep belly, chest, full lung capacity breath in, and let it go with a sigh. And bring your attention now to the chest, the home of both of your lungs, your heart. And could you begin to sense the rise and fall of the chest with the natural breath? Feel this spaciousness of the chest, even toward the back of the body, moving gently towards the ground as you inhale, lifting up slightly as you exhale. And bring your attention to the rib cage, beginning to sense the expanding space between the ribs on the inhale, and the gentle contraction, there's less space between the ribs on the exhale. Feeling the sides of the ribs and the backs of the ribs as well. Noticing movement here. Noticing space here. And bring your attention back to your belly. Feeling that gentle lift with the inhale and the sinking downward with the exhale. Even feeling a gentle massage on the kidney and adrenal areas on the back of the body. Feeling the low belly, the area of your reproductive, your sexual organs. There's the pelvic bowl, And just feel into the space here, the gentle movement of tissues here. With each inhale and each exhale. Now pull, draw that awareness up into the middle of your chest. Sense the breath at your heart. Stating now a sankalpa, a statement of intent, an affirmation for our practice to return to integrity. Whatever comes up here, trust in that. I want you to state your sankalpa to yourself 3 times silently. And instead of giving you some examples, I'm going to give you a bit more space. Your return to integrity. What does that mean to you? Creating your sacred statement of intention. 3 times now. No rush, no pressure. Trust in anything that comes up. And as always, if nothing is really sticking or resonating, I am can be one of the most powerful sankalpas. Trust and listen to the guidance of your heart. Your sankalpa, dear one, 3 times. Now bring your attention to your legs. Imagine that all the commotion, all the movement, the momentum of the day draining like a waterfall down your legs and out of the soles of your feet and the tips of your toes. Feel a draining of all effort, all movement, washing away, down and out. And feeling yourself coming into a deeper rest as any stale or stuck or unwanted energies drain down and out. Into the earth below you. And bring your attention to your arms now. Imagine all of the holding, the commotion, the activity, and the action you've taken during the day. Let it all drain now out of your arms, the palms of your hands and fingertips. Down and out into the earth, making new space within, allowing you to come into an even deeper state of relaxation. Now to the belly. Allow your belly to complete any of its processes, any digestion with ease. Allow the belly to let go of anything that has given you indigestion, pain, or emotional upset. Thank them and release them down and out into the earth. Any grip or strain or stuckness through the whole belly, dropping downward out through the back into the earth below. Deepening your sense of spaciousness, but also your sense of peace and quiet. And bring your attention to your lungs and your vocal cord. Feeling a release here, any unfinished or unprocessed conversations or arguments, any words with emotional content. Thank them and let them go back into the universe, a draining down and out of any expired energy through the throat and the chest, draining out of the back of neck and upper back, even more now deepening your sense of space, peace, and quiet. Now to the big kahuna, to the amplifier and the receiver of all of your thoughts and ideas, the brain. Let all the thoughts and worries and to-dos, the philosophies of the day, wherever they came from, feel them release and dissolve like a reverse waterfall, up and out of the top of your head, calming and settling the mind, ridding it of old ideas, old worries, expired thoughts, preparing it for fresh inspiration, new space within the space of your head. Now bring your attention to your spinal column. And all along your spine are points of connection to all of the body's organs. So allow these points of your spinal column to open, to unclench, to find space, thus dispelling all toxins, disturbances, even disease, all released with every breath, back out into the universe. A releasing from the heart, lungs, stomach, liver, gallbladder, pancreas, intestines, kidneys, bladder, colon, and reproductive organs. Feel an energetic letting go, trust in it, and be free of the weight of the old. New space in spine, body, and mind. Now gently seal each of these points along the spine, filled with new light, new space, with glowing health. Now focus solely on the heart. Could you feel its rhythm as it beats and pumps blood through the body, pumping the body's medicine throughout your system? And feel and cultivate a sense of love and gratitude with each beat as the blood circulates, allowing the heart muscle and the coronary arteries to be healthy, open, vibrant, and nourished by the warmth and the love, the healing of the blood imagine your heart pumping love, healing, and gratitude through the left arm and the head. Love and gratitude flows lovingly received by the head and the brain through the carotid arteries. Feel everything smooth, open, and flowing. Now to the right arm and the chest wall. Imagine these spaces opening up, filling with light, with love and gratitude, restoring health and vitality, releasing what is not of love and gratitude. Release it with the breath. Now to the upper belly. See and feel these streams of blood nourishing all the digestive organs with love and with gratitude, allowing them to deeply receive this medicine. The circulation visits the kidneys and adrenal glands, feeding them with love and gratitude. Any weariness, any toxins flushing away, and health restored. And deeper we go into the intestines, bringing love, gratitude, and nourishment here. And now to the abdominal wall, even the external genitalia outside of your pelvis, filling this space with peace, with harmony, and light. Finally, the hips, the legs, the knees and the feet, all the love flowing down the legs, refreshing your direction and your understanding. Now body is primed, prepped, refreshed. Beginning now a rotation of awareness through different parts of the body, now even more spacious from when you began. Could you bring a light and an effortless attention to each part of the body? Starting by becoming aware of the right hand and the right hand thumb. Second finger, third finger, fourth finger, fifth finger. Light of effortless awareness fills the palm of the hand, the back of the hand, right wrist, lower arm, elbow, upper arm, shoulder, right chest, ribs, waist, and hip, the right thigh, kneecap, calf muscle, ankle, heel, sole of the foot, top of the foot. Effortless light of awareness fills the right big toe, second toe, third, fourth, fifth toe. Now become aware of the left hand and the left hand thumb. Second finger, third, fourth, left little finger. Feel the palm of the left hand, back of hand, wrist, lower arm, elbow, upper arm, shoulder, left side of chest, ribs, waist, and hip. Feel left thigh, kneecap, calf muscle, ankle, heel, sole of left foot, top of left foot, left big toe, second toe, third, fourth, left little toe. Now become aware of the right shoulder blade, left shoulder blade, back of right hip, back of left hip, base of spine to top of spine. Feel the whole of your back together. Feel the skull just above top of the spine into the crown of the head, top of your head. Feel the forehead, right eyebrow, left eyebrow, space between eyebrows, right eyelid, left eyelid, right eye, left eye, right ear, left ear, right cheek, left cheek, bridge of nose, tip of nose, upper lip, lower lip, chin, throat, right chest, left chest, center of chest, navel, abdomen, pubic bone, the whole of the right leg, the whole of the left leg, both legs at the same time, the whole of the right arm, the whole of the left arm, both arms together, the whole of the back, the spine and the shoulder blade, the whole of the front, the abdomen and the chest. Feel the whole of the back and the front, the whole torso together, the whole of the head, and now the whole body together. Be silent, be still, and be spacious. The whole body is resting and relaxing. Whole body is spacious, resting and relaxing. The heart's chamber is a sacred and private space. Allow yourself to sit within the chamber of your heart, this sacred private space, and imagine it like a tree. A tree with roots that move and grow deep down into the earth, receiving nourishment from the earth into your heart. There are also branches rising upward into space, receiving light and guidance and wisdom from the whole universe. And these sacred energies from below and above mix as they fill and nourish this tree, this heart chamber in which you sit. feel beautiful blossoms start to manifest and grow from your branches. Even imagining a still, light breeze stirring the blossoms and setting them aloft up into the air, filling it with a beautiful fragrance. There's an endless supply of these blooms swirling now all around you. Imagine handfuls of these flowers settling down at your feet. Pick them up and give them to those you love with a wish for their health and their happiness. Offer these blossoms, these flowers, to friends, acquaintances, maybe people you work with, people in your neighborhood, people you haven't seen in a long time. You can give these flowers to those who are very easy to love, and even those people who are harder to love. Notice who comes up. Who are you gifting these blossoms to? The magic of these flowers is such that they will heal all who receive them. And when even the most challenging of people are healed and well, they change, becoming more at ease, more receptive to love and grace. Share these blooms with the entire world. Then take fists full of flowers and shower yourself with that same love, forgiveness, mercy, generosity, contentment, connection, companionship. Your heart's deepest wishes all granted. Even throw the blossoms into the air and delight in their color, their fragrance. Feel this line of energy running through you that we will now attune and adjust. So coming from the sun or any source of light above you, there is a column of light, a beam, a ray that enters your body through the crown of the head. It moves all the way down through you into the earth. Then it returns back up from and through the earth, moving through your body, all the way back up through the crown, back up to the sun, maybe the moon, or this point of light. Feel this light run through the pineal gland. See this light in your mind's eye, allowing the pineal to open and release. From the pineal to the third ventricle, the hypothalamus, an attuning, a releasing here. Below that, we have the pituitary. Align and attune it perfectly to resonate with this ray of light moving through you, balancing all of your hormones. Allow the light to penetrate to the back, the base of your tongue, now into the thyroid. Attune here, purifying the thyroid. Next, to the top of the neck, the thymus gland. Feel it vibrate and resonate with this ray of light. This light continues to the heart, the head of the pancreas, to the bladder, the uterus or the prostate, and down through the earth, where it collects even more light, more energy, and returns back up, allowing this entire column, this line of light, to buzz, to vibrate, amplify, purify, and create space and peace throughout your entire being as you run your attention up and down this line of light. Feel completely at ease. Feel in the bliss of simply being. Feel the integrity of this space and affirm your Sankalpa. Repeat it to yourself 3 more times. Your statement of intent, your return to integrity. And become aware once more of your breath, the air moving in and flowing back out. Become aware of any sounds in your environment. Take your time, keep your eyes closed. You can remain in stillness on your back. You can begin to find and discover some slow, sultry, feel-good movement. Maybe press different parts of your body into the floor, maybe stretching slowly like a cat or a dog in a sunbeam. You could roll to one side, come to belly, or a seat. Pause here and notice and move into this new space. What does it look like here? What does it feel like here? Pause and breathe into, reside in this new space, exploring all the potential, all of the light here. Simply breathe and simply be. With my hands at my heart center, I bow to you. Our practice is now complete. Namaste, dear friend.